Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Thursday's public hearing by the January 6th committee is expected to focus on efforts to pressure the Justice Department to overturn the 2020 election. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that a former acting attorney general is scheduled to testify.
Jeffrey Rosen had been expected to appear before the January 6th committee last week, but the public hearing focusing on the Justice Department was postponed. According to the panel's statement on Twitter, Rosen is still planning to testify, as well as his then-deputy Richard Donahue and former Assistant Attorney General Stephen Engel. Rosen was the acting attorney general during the last few weeks of the Trump administration after Bill Barr stepped down as the Justice Department came under pressure from Trump to do more to investigate Trump's baseless claims of voter fraud. The three are likely to be questioned about a White House meeting in which they warned Trump of a mass resignation at Justice if he replaced Rosen for refusing to go along. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Hours after Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger testified before the House Select Committee, Democrats picked a nominee to challenge him in November. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports from Atlanta.
State Representative B. Wynn will be the first Asian American woman to be a party's nominee for statewide office in Georgia. Her opponent, Brad Raffensperger, has become known for refusing former President Donald Trump's plea for help overturning the 2020 election.
We must remind Georgia voters that doing the bare minimum of following the law should not be good enough for us.
Wynn is a vocal critic of an election law overhaul passed by Georgia Republicans last year. Secretary of State elections have taken on new gravity as debates about voting and elections have become increasingly prominent. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Minnesota is taking steps to protect the right to abortion should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. Minnesota Public Radio's Michelle Wiley has that story.
Abortion would remain legal in Minnesota regardless, and State AG Keith Ellison says while much of this is uncharted, his office is looking into all legal options to protect patients.
I will directly intervene to stop any such prosecution in Minnesota. I will oppose extradition requests from other states for people who've engaged in legal conduct in Minnesota.
Officials with Planned Parenthood North Central States, which covers Minnesota, the Dakotas, Iowa, and Nebraska, say they're expecting a 10 to 25% increase in demand for services if Roe falls. Abortion providers in Wisconsin and South Dakota recently paused booking new appointments for abortions as they await the Supreme Court decision. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Wiley in St. Paul.
You're listening to NPR News. The United States is joining most other nations by limiting the military's use of anti-personnel landmines. President Biden says the explosive devices have a disproportionate impact on civilians. The change does not affect U.S. anti-personnel landmine policy on the Korean Peninsula because of unique circumstances there. Rescue efforts continue in eastern Afghanistan, where hundreds of people are trapped beneath the rubble of a powerful earthquake. The Taliban state-run news agency says more than 250 people have been killed. As NPR's Dia Haddad reports from Islamabad, it's not possible to immediately confirm the number of casualties because the earthquake hit remote areas.
The hardest hit areas were remote farming villages in the eastern Afghan province of Paktika. Authorities had to dispatch rescue workers by helicopter to dig people out. A video shared by the Afghan news agency Bakhtar featured a man pointing at homes around him in the early light. He says, "There's five people buried under that house, six people under that house, there's 13 dead bodies under that building." Another man in a neighbouring province told NPR that they were hearing reports of dozens of people being buried under their homes and were feared dead in other remote villages near the Pakistani border. The earthquake comes as a hunger crisis grips Afghanistan. Around half the population of 40 million need food aid to avert starvation. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asian markets are lower, down 2% in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.